Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Panther fans at Amaranth Bank Arena and watching on the tube or listening here on Sports Radio 560 last night driving around. You can't get more entertained than that. I mean, it had everything. Might not have been a great game for folks around the country and up in Canada, for sure. Watching that ass-kicking that took place last night. But, boy, if you're here in South Florida and you are a Panthers fan, that is dominance every possible way. We're going to get into everything. Let's just start with the goalie, Stuart Skinner. Might have lost his confidence. I mean, we go down and he was leaky and when to pull him. And that man looked like, I mean, you talk about being out of position and not looking good. Those guys did a good job after the game of maybe pulling him earlier than they did, but they didn't. And he looked shaky. And Big Bob is just unbelievable. 32 saves. I thought early on those power plays, point blank shots, he was sensational. Side to side, just unbelievable in the game. And the play of the game for me, and an absolute blowout was a guy that we talked about yesterday. Everybody's getting on, and what's the league going to do with Bennett and this with Bennett and that with Bennett. The two hits and then the hustle down at the other end and score a goal was just – I mean, my God, his value not only to this team right now and the way he's played throughout since he's been here, but especially in these playoffs and in this round, the biggest round, Stanley Cup Finals in these three games, not only being physical, but the ability to go down and score and make a goalie look really bad. I thought that was a play of the game for me last night. Then, of course, if you like the fighting, there was plenty of that at the end. You knew it was coming, man, in a blowout. And they got after it pretty good. And looked like Bennett actually tried to stay out of it. He's getting cross-checked in the back and the head and everything possible. So it was a great night. I mean, you got your money's worth. They're two wins away now from a Stanley Cup championship in back-to-back years. What a friggin' team. It's a reminder of their toughness, their physical play together, the way they play as a team. They play their system. They don't get so now we got to hear about Edmonton getting knocked out of their game, their game plan, and all they wanted to do was retaliate, and they just looked out of sync completely after looking really chance to win both those first two games. And then the final part is always the best part after the game, to hear the whining. Look, you didn't lose that game because they were calling penalties on you and not the Panthers. That's not why you lost that series. You got your ass kicked, man. I always love it. Occasionally we see this in a game. Yeah, we didn't get any calls. We were doing the same things they were doing. They were getting power plays. We weren't getting enough. I'm like, wow. When you lose 6-1, it's a lot more than calls going against you. It's a lot more than calls going against you when you get your ass kicked like that. And you could talk about all the things that took place last night and everything else. But when you lose like that, you might want to go back and look at your own game. They did a great job on McDavid and Draisaitl last night. McDavid got knocked around a little bit. Draisaitl, did he have a shot? I don't know if he finally had a shot late in the game or not. He didn't. I don't think he had a shot on goal first couple of periods. That can't happen. So you look at all the things that quietly the Panthers did in their game plan. And by the way, I believe whatever Paul Maurice puts out there, those guys, they suck it up. They sponge it up like third graders learning how to read, man. They get after it. They want to do it. They know it works. They believe in what he's throwing at them. And they play their ass off. And it is incredible. Everything happened last night. Every time you turned around, and even the coach is doing a little whining for Edmonton last night. So it was a complete ass-kicking, three power play goals for the Panthers. You can just go on and on from an overtime to an oh crap game last night for Edmonton. Overtime win, overtime loss, feeling good, and then you got oh crap game right there. By the way, as Goldie always tells me, who by the way will join us later, of course all the guys getting home late last night, but that game last night was equivalent to a 42-7 NFL football game. Gold always likes to throw that in since he does the preseason games for the Miami Dolphins, but he said, yeah, that's a blowout. We've seen a couple of those 6-1 games, haven't we? We've seen it. By the way, the scoring has just been unbelievable, the amount of games of five or more goals. 11 games now in the postseason with five or more goals. I mean, these numbers, look at last year's team. If they finish this thing off with the way they've played, this is going to be more impressive than last year. Getting a first one, obviously, is phenomenal. But coming back motivated, and if they can get two more wins, especially the way they won last night, they do another one of those. And I don't know. They got an extra day off here. Edmonton and the Panthers do before they'll play again on Thursday night. But I'll tell you what, man, you got to go back. You got to look at a lot of different parts of what happened, because whatever your game plan was, everything fell apart. Everything. The passing on the power plays last night to for their three goals was phenomenal. Not to mention Verhaeghe's goal with that little spot. You get, huh? How about that little about lifted one over the shoulder of the goalie? Just a small area. So now you get some of those guys going as well. Reinhardt had a goal last night. Verhaeghe had a goal. And, of course, you know the other two guys. We always talk about Bennett and Marchand always seem to have a goal. But just a lot of great stuff going on. Two wins away for this Panthers team to win another Stanley Cup and have a big party. We promise we're promising everybody better weather if we can get there. And I'm not looking ahead. I know everybody's superstitious, so I'm not doing that. But I did have a hell of a time last year. I'm not afraid to tell you that. By the way, we've got Woody also mentioned we got mini camp for the Miami Dolphins. Yeah, it can get pretty expensive. Woody was just asking me, so what happens if a couple guys don't show? And I said, I'm willing to bet that Jonnu Smith and Zach Seeler, who want new contracts, two of the best players on your team, two of the best players off last year on your football team, who are class acts, 100% team guys, never a problem. You don't hear a word out of either one of them. Hell, they play. They don't miss time. Really, everything you could ask for last year. Breakout year for Jonnu, obviously. But they're going to be there. Because, Woody, listen to this, just so you know, you asked me. It's about $100,000 if you miss 3 days of mini camp. 16, almost 17,000 the first day, 33,000 the second day, almost 34,000 the second day, and 50,000 the
So we're doing the hold in. Now we're gonna have guys just,
Well,
show up and
by
watch.
The way, outside of Jalen Ramsey, who I'm guessing they told him don't come around. We're building.
Is he an excused absence?
I'm guessing they sign off on him.
Excused absence due to being toxic.
But by the way, yeah, man, I don't know how this is going to work out. They may have to throw some money in and maybe a lot to get rid of him, which they've checked out again. There's for those few of you still hoping that they're going to get this thing worked out. Look, I don't know if you've ever been separated and you tried. And you just realize at some point this thing's got no shot. I've been in, just so you know, personally. There's just no return. there just gets to a point where certain stuff has been done and said, and you can't. And by the way, guys out there that have been through this, not everybody, I'm not saying everybody has a messy divorce, but listen, divorce is never good to start with. I think most people out there, but this one's got a what we call a sports divorce and a bad one. And a bad one, although so far, and Mike will never say anything except I'm going to work with the guys that are here, the old Don Shula special, you know, that was a jab at everybody. But Jalen Ramsey will show his true colors at some point. As soon as he gets on another team, he'll
Yeah, so he's obviously out, but what about the other two? Why is that not done by now? Like, what are we waiting on? We wait for this thing to come and go, and then try to figure it out. And now we got guys that are hitting the market. Right, we saw a cornerback yesterday. You know, former All-Pro, I guess, missed a million games, but you saw someone hit the market yesterday. So, at what point do you start? Like, they got to finalize their roster here, man.
Yeah, no, Woody. I know you look at, and I know we rip Chris Greer for everything. They've been working on this. They have. This thing has to do.
No. So they were aware this was going to happen then with Zach and Janu?
Yes.
Okay, good.
You don't think? Well, let me ask you.
I don't know, Joe.
Oh, really? Now you're just being – so listen, of course they knew when these guys outplay their contracts, especially at age 28, 29, they are looking like, hey, I'm no longer a role player. I'm no longer a guy you picked off waivers years ago. I know you extended my contract. And it was a smart move on you guys, but smart move on your part. But I'm telling you right now, I've outplayed it. I'm going to be a gentleman about it. I'm not looking here. And they have been. It has not been a big topic, but it will become a bigger topic as you see them out there, especially when they're going to be there and not doing certain drills or all drills or whatever they need to do to make sure they don't get fined. But yeah, this thing can get expensive. If $100,000, I don't care how much you make, $100,000. This other part of this Jair Alexander thing, I don't know if it's true, but they had like 8 or 10 teams really interested in the former All-Pro player, and I'm like, whew, I got to tell you. So he said he would not take a pay cut with Green Bay, who's a really good team. Like, they got a chance if it's about winning, and he was like, I want to stay, but you owe me $16.5 million, and I want to make that. That was his deal. Like, and they're going, well, you only played 7 games each of the last 2 years, and he goes, well, that's what I want. And they're going, well, can you spell durability? And so they let him go. And so now look at the more.
Well, don't we not have any other options at this point? Like, don't you have to take one of these guys that's available?
Yeah,
right,
Woody.
To figure out, I mean, you need some sort of depth at that position,
Woody, look
right?
at man, I'm not sticking up for anybody because, honestly, I'm almost to the point I just go with these young guys and see
what
we have.
But this is what Chris said. He said this when he spoke to everyone. He goes, they will be free agents when the draft is done. And he
said,
was right.
There are guys out there. And by the way, later in the show, we'll have Kyle Krabs on. And we're
going to. He had a whole list of them.
Talk about everybody if you're wondering what's out there and what the history is. And hey, listen, it's real simple. We got to go to break here, but it's injured. It's coming off injury. It's poor production. It's downside of your career. It's a guy still wanting to get one more big check. And reality is for all these guys, I think, I don't see any of them making a lot of money, including. The only thing I'll say, if it's true, the list that was thrown up yesterday of all the teams interested in Jair Alexander, didn't want to trade for him, though, but wanted him once they're going to have to release him, which is now. I don't know. Again, he may be good when he plays. He just doesn't play a lot. So I'd be interested on a real low base with high incentives, and I think some of these guys are going to be looking at that. Now, there were a couple guys. We'll get into it and tell you more about that. But, yeah, there's a bunch of names. None of them have signed. None of them. And they've been taking trips all over. There's still people looking for cover corners. And they're not coming away, which tells me if the teams are inviting them in and want to talk to them, and I don't know about the physicals, obviously going to be important too with the team doctors, but they want to get paid. They want to get paid. And there's a little difference between what their agents are telling them and what the teams want to pay them. Hey, we got to go to break, man. Running late here. Got a lot of good stuff. Congratulations to the ass-kicking that took place last night at Amaranth Bank. Jerry's house was buzzing last night, man. People were grabbing CDs after that game, man. They were just all pumped up. Atlantic Men's Clinic, I got to tell you, man, if early this morning you're dragging, or are you dragging because you didn't get a lot of sleep, or are you dragging every day because you've got low T and ED? Yeah, that's, I had it full blown. Sucked. Didn't know what was going on. Didn't know where to go. You don't want to go around telling everybody. It's not something like you're proud of. But I tell you, once I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic more than a year ago, got my energy back. By the way, my weight went from 260 to 230. Good start there because I was starting to think I was getting closer to 300 than the 200 mark. But I got to tell you, man, if you're serious about getting rid of it, listen, nothing you can do. Low T and ED are going to kick into every guy out there. Matter of fact, some guys, man, I feel bad for guys that get hit with it in their late 30s, early 40s, but it happens to a lot of men. But you can get rid of it. We all can. No matter what age you are, if you're tired of low T and ED and think you have it, go to Atlantic Men's Clinic and get tested. That's the message. Set up that first appointment. Get the T, the PSA test. Meet with their professionals. They've got six locations. A seventh is, I haven't heard, but seventh is just about here. It's going to be in Hollywood. But Atlantic Men's Clinic really can turn your life around. Get your energy back. With more energy, you're more active. You keep your weight down so you can still eat what you enjoy. And if you got ED, sex drive is gone. That's an embarrassment, man. That is one that will really play with your brain a little bit there. Hey, with the six locations in South Florida, you've got one close to you. Set up that first appointment, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. Atlantic Men's Clinic works.
Well, real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen, when you become a Stanley Cup champion like you were last year, it gives you a confidence, right? It helps you go to another level. And he's such a big ingredient for the success of their hockey club. Reinhardt, I thought, has been exceptional tonight also. Their big boys are really playing well. And listen, Edmonton's a little bit rattled. They have to. Edmonton has to play whistle to whistle. When the whistle blows, get out of there. Their game is a flow game. Their game is speed, skating. Florida wants to play a slower down game. Like, they love the extra punch and the extracurriculars. Edmonton's got to get away from that. And on the other side of things, Skinner's going to have to be better. You know what Bob can do. Bob's done it. He's been to a Stanley Cup final the third time in a row. He won a Stanley Cup last year. Florida's been better at every scenario. Penalty killing, power play, forecheck, skating, goaltending. They've just been a better team. And Edmonton's had a great playoff run. This is a tough night for them. They're going to have to regroup starting the first shift of the third period.
Can't say any better than the great one, Wayne Gretzky. You really can't. That's it, man. So last night, it was pretty funny. I don't know how many of you had a chance to watch the TNT 1 hour pregame show, but last night they were showing and talking about Connor McDavid and that great going through everybody, Ekblad and all those guys, and making the great pass to Draisaitl for the goal, and just talking about how many guys can do this, and he's the only one. And so they're all sitting there, and I give Wayne Gretzky credit. The guy never, ever beats his chest. You know, when you're that good, and he is considered the greatest player, offensively for sure, they started showing his highlights. He did. I had to laugh, you know. They're going, well, Wayne, it's funny you're talking about he's the only one who can do this, because we got five or six of your highlights. I loved it. So it was great. But, yeah, the great one breaking it down with his old team that, of course, way back won a bunch of championships with some great players besides just Wayne Gretzky on there. But I thought it was interesting and hearing everything. Listen, they beat him in everything. And you can whine after the game, which is fine. Sometimes – coaches do whine a little bit and try to whine without getting fined, because if you rip officiating after a game, you're getting fined, and some guys are a little more sensitive to keeping their money than other guys. Let's face it, everybody's making a lot more money in professional sports than they used to. So sometimes you want to get your point across, like, hey, we got to get more calls. Basketball's notorious for this, right? Basketball's like, this is – I mean, you just can't make all the calls. How do we shoot 10 free throws and they shoot 62? You know, and you're going, and so maybe some of that. But last night, the whining after the game about we were doing the same things they were doing, but we were getting called for it and they weren't, and everybody knows the things they do. Then you go back and see guys. A guy's chippy and trying to get under your skin, and then you punch him in the face. It's going to be a penalty. So anyway, I think they tried to play a little bit of the Panther style, and it just does not fit him in that ass kicking last night. Just not.
No, they took a lot of bad penalties in that game. This is one of those mornings though. I'm wondering what's going on in Edmonton and on their sports radio shows.
Well, they're going to whine about.
Could you imagine though?
I don't know,
being
but
that fan base and
yes,
that long of a drought, and now you are in big trouble. Well, they got to be feeling it this morning, right? Panthers win this next game. I don't want to say it's over because we don't happen last year, but they win this next game.
Well, I will just.
The Panthers seem to be clear cut.
I will tell you,
team.
Their big problem is they can talk to everybody. There's the two most important positions in all of sports are quarterback and goalie. And if Stuart Skinner's confidence is shot, it doesn't matter what they do, short of everybody lying down in front of the goal and letting them pepper 200 shots at them. There's like if those were some real shaky goals given up to put it nicely. I mean, he got pulled in the third period. I think everybody's like, uh-oh, Stuart Skinner. Do they even come back to him? I mean, are they going, hey, where's his confidence right now? Because if he shot, they're in big trouble. If he is mentally, holy crap, you know, and losing every time they go on a power play and he's got little demons in his head, every time the Panthers go on a power play, they're in big trouble. They're in big trouble. Again, the two most important positions in professional sports, quarterback and goalie. Because you can play your ass off and you better. And by the way, Wayne Gretzky just talked about it. Big Bob, 32 saves, so smooth early on. He got peppered pretty good on a couple of early Edmonton power plays, and he was fantastic side to side. Just cool, calm. He's been there. He's done it over and over. And it was a little shaky down at the other end, man. Real shaky. And so it's going to be interesting, as you said, Woody, going forward, man. Where's the confidence? Are they thinking we got to score 5 or 6 goals now with the way our goalie play has been to have a chance to win? So all these things, man, 2 wins away after what took place. And, yeah, there was a little whining going on from some folks from Edmonton last night about officiating. And I would just say this, and we do this in every sport. When you get beat like that, because it was like equivalent to a 42-7 NFL football game. Goldie came up with this system, by the way, and I like it. 7 points for every goal. That was 42-7 last night. If you get beat like that, you're a football fan this morning and a little new to the goal to the hockey thing. That's not how you got your ass kicked 6-1. Toronto and all the other teams, because they 6-1 Toronto a couple of times.
You know how it goes, though. We do this on Mondays after NFL games.
Yeah, but that's not why.
There's always a call or two that ends up, everyone cost them the game.
Right.
Officials get a lot of that these days, man.
I get it, man. And you're looking, and I'm sure part of this, again, is you want to make sure you try to get some calls for next game by, there's a fine line. Coaches are really good. Either coaches are so pissed afterwards, some guys can't control it. Some guys do it with sarcasm to make their point, where you do it, but not enough, or maybe the league won't fine you because you can't.
Yeah,
criticize.
I'm guessing Edmonton's very well aware. They lose this next game, they're cooked, man. Right? They ain't winning 3 in a row.
I got to tell you,
they're not gonna beat that team 3 straight.
They decided to have a practice today.
I don't care what they're doing.
Change their system. They got a lot of things to clean up because they got outplayed every possible way. Wayne Gretzky tried to be nice. They got outplayed every possible way, and their two big guns were just you almost forgot they played last night. I saw McDavid get knocked around a little bit. So they
just kind of weird because the first two games were so close. The teams looked relatively even.
These guys really played the system, got off to a great start right off the bat. The Marchand goal. Right, the Bennett goal, just all that, and then Verhaeghe, the second goal, Verhaeghe's goal was just absolutely wide open, but just a small crack in the corner, up top over the shoulder of Skinner, and he just as accurate as you can be. So, hey, man, Reinhart, another good sign for this team last night besides Big Bob's play and all the other guys we've been talking about, Bennett, Marchand, who seem to be the story every one of these games. You get Verhaeghe going and you get Reinhardt going, who had a goal last night. And, man, this just a lot of fun, man. And to see a team dominating down here in a championship round like that, what is that, Woody? Let me do NBA terms. Would that have been a Heat win in the finals by, what, 25 or 30? Would that be – would you take that 6-1 kind of that way too? See, Gold didn't tell me about
that. That would have been probably the equivalent of what just happened in the last NBA finals game, yeah.
Yeah, right. That thing was up to 20. All right, so what
– You knew that was coming in that series, right?
Yes, I did. That was the time to bet money big on OKC, Woody. That was –
They're a good bounce-back team, Joe, from – What we've been told.
You don't win that many games. They're the obviously the more talented team, but we'll see what happens, man. Everybody's different in the finals, man. Everybody's different. It's a whole different ball game in the finals. I've seen it firsthand. I've seen it through the playoff games at home. We're sliding through in that beautiful humidity at the old Orange Bowl. And then I've seen our teams play in the big games. Yeah. A little bit different coming up short a couple times many, many years ago. Hey, we got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Great stuff from Wayne Gretzky from last night. I do like that show. I do. And I know it's a big complaint from Panther fans because I've heard it from some of their biggest Panther fans, some of my family members on my wife's side. And they think that the pregame, postgame show are too pro Edmonton. And I'm like, I didn't want to fight with them. We're sitting there having a good time and at a graduation. But I was thinking, you know, the guy's pretty good. You know, that's all I said. Like, McDavid's really good. Like, they're going to talk about him when he does special things. It's good for business, man. Talking about great players playing great in the finals is good for business. I think we've all seen that. We've seen it. You see the highlights of all the great games through the years, and it's usually the superstars doing crazy things. I watched MJ. I watched two of them on the weekend, by the way. I forgot to. I got up early, had it on. I friggin' couldn't turn it off again. How many times have I seen MJ? Unbelievable. And that was Utah game in the last. I watched it.
I'll find you another sports documentary, man. To watch.
I know, Woody.
There's a lot out there.
I know.
You watched the Brett Favre one yet?
No, because
wasn't great.
I've already kind of made up my mind on Brett Favre.
And what is your mind telling you?
Not much.
Okay.
I mean, great player, old school.
No, they loved him.
Listen, he
they loved him. They started bouncing around the rival teams, but
the big thing is, man, he did a couple sleazy things, man. That thing in back home, the money. And then the second thing is showing your package. What are you doing, man?
That was an old school thing to do. That got popular around that time.
I know. I'm old school, and none of my buddies were showing their package. I mean, they might have been showing their package when they're actually doing something, but
you guys didn't have camera phones in your day. I can't imagine that.
You think a lot of guys go around that since the phone's been around or taking pics and sending them out to a lady?
I think there was an era. That era, there were a lot. You know, there were a lot of guys getting caught doing that.
You know what happens? That girl gets mad at you, or a relationship turns south, or she doesn't like it to start with, and she puts that out on you, and you're going, uh-oh, I got a girlfriend, I got a wife, what the hell was I doing?
Well, yeah, especially when she works for the team.
Yeah, just
going after that girl works for the team. But I got to think, man, if you guys, you know, in your day were all running around with camera phones, one of those pictures might have slipped out just from one of your guys. Come on.
Yeah. I don't think so.
No, you guys weren't that wild.
Nah, we're wild.
You're tame.
We had some wild children. Don't guess. Hey, we had some wild, immature guys. Don't get me wrong. Someday I wish I could. All the guys would sign off and go, hey, man, tell stories about all of us. It would be really cool. But I can't. I can't do it. I can only tell them about myself.
Well, that'll be in the
book,
right?
And by the way, my children are getting older. Now I can't even talk about myself anymore as my kids get older. Hey, I can tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. Always tell you about them, man. Got great SUV family. We are fired up here in 2025 with the all-new Equinox. Everything that it offers, the electric Equinox as well, the SUV. Oh, my gosh. Let's start with a great look. Second of all, let's start with plenty of room for the family and friends. with everything you could want. So many features that you're absolutely going to love. If you're looking around for a midsize SUV, a lot of people going to the midsize SUV. That's all right. If you don't want to go into the Joe Tahoe or the Suburban, not a problem. I just like all that space. And by the way, if you got that summer vacation and you need something with space, South Florida Chevy dealers aren't taking a backseat to anybody with that Tahoe and that Suburban to the 2025 Traverse and the all-new Equinox. Can't beat them. Just can't beat them. If you're staying away from airports this summer and want to do it as a family on a vacation, well, you can't beat your South Florida Chevy dealers. And by the way, no time to tell you about those durable, strong Silverado trucks, but we got some great deals going on with 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, let's get you your weather here. It is brought to you by the Demesman Andover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 82 degrees, and it does say thunderstorms are possible after 1 o'clock today. So looking like some of that typical summer afternoon rain. And we also want to let you know the big three in their most anticipated season yet. We'll take center court in Miami at the Kaseya Center on June 29th. You can get your tickets now at KaseyaCenter.com. And we are also going to do a giveaway later in the show, Joe. We have tickets for Flanagan's Fest at Marlins Park, June 21st against the Braves.
Making me hungry. Just thinking about old Flanagan's. Could be a little Flanagan's lunch today or tomorrow.
You have the wings?
Mrs. Rose loves that place.
Yeah?
My wife likes to go there,
good.
You know, there's one next to the off Sawgrass up there. On
They're
Sunrise,
everywhere.
On Sunrise Boulevard. Yeah. I had to think what street Sunrise Boulevard.
It's a good choice for 75. Lunch. So smart choice.
A lot of good things on that menu. Hey, anyway, we've got great stuff last night. Two wins away now from, so weird to say. It really is. It just doesn't happen very often in this town. Two wins away from a championship. Back to back. I know they're not going to be easy, and I know they're going to get a much better effort, and I expect Edmonton to be a lot better Thursday night in this game because they got absolutely embarrassed every possible way. Now, the team can get together all they want and talk, and McDavid can lead them and talk, and Draisaitl, all right, you take over, and he tells them. But if Stuart Skinner has lost his confidence or he is now a little power play shaky, they got big problems. He got pulled last night. Now, you know, you'll see what they do. I have no idea if they go back with him and, you know, he's been here before and he bounces back or if they're going, now, he looks, you know, only the coach knows right now what he's going to do. But, boy, that's a problem because all this starts. We can talk about all the great plays and we can talk about the physical stuff, but it starts with those goalies. It starts with those goalies. I can't say it enough. The two most important positions in sports, don't roll your eyes on me, quarterback and goalie. You can play your ass off and you can score goals, but if you can't stop them, and some of them weren't real pretty, sliding through. He didn't know where the puck was a couple of times. He had no idea. He was on the other side. No clue. So that will be an interesting one, but boy, they got it rolling with Big Bob down. Bennett's play last night with two big hits and then getting back down to the other end and getting the puck and scoring. One of the great plays at both ends and really says a lot as his value just continues to go up, by the way, right? Can you imagine? He's just getting more and more expensive. Do you like it here? We'd love to keep you. But we can't pay you what you're probably going to get from a lot of folks. But last night, hey, Panther fans at Amaranth Bank, you know, got entertained. That was Amaranth Bank Arena got entertained last night. That was just fantastic. Even got a couple of minutes of fights in there. Everybody spinning, getting a 10-minute misconduct and done for the night there. But just got a little bit of everything. But you saw a dominant team that just had it rolling right from the start, from Marchand to Verhaeghe to Bennett to Reinhardt. Probably I'm out of sync here as far as the goals being scored, but just a lot of great stuff last night going on with this team. Can I just say this? I don't want to get into – there's nothing bad to say, and the Panthers can use anybody around the team they want. The DJ Khaled thing is always just head-scratching to me. Like this guy has become, like, Mr. 305, now Mr. 954. But, like, you know, we're getting a little carried away on this 305 thing because everybody, you see everything's 305 now, which is really cool. I saw some really cool 305 hats. The Dolphins had one. You want one? I go, no, I can't do that, dude. I think they're cool. I like where I go around and somebody will go, hey, he's 305. And I go, yeah, he is. That's Udonis Haslam. And somebody will go, he's 305. I go, yeah. Luther Campbell, yeah. Uncle Luke, yeah. Original. You go through some guys. Or you go through some guys that started their careers down there that were a big part of our sports history. Pit Bull, he's 305. But these guys that didn't grow up here, that come down here, and now all of a sudden are representing our whole area, I'm sorry, man. I mean, Panthers want everybody to jump on the bandwagon, including the 305ers that come up to the 954s. I get it. I get it. But, like, I need a break from that guy. That's all I'm going to say. I know he's good at what he does.
No, you're popular. Right about him, man. People have been texting in about him this morning.
Like enough. Enough.
I think more of the fact, the 305 things, whatever, but he's just not any good. I don't know what he does. He must be good at something.
I mean,
I couldn't understand most of the crap he was screaming into the mic, to be quite honest, but I don't know, man. I just, there's got to be someone else.
I put 13 out there. I put 13 out there.
I don't know if he's going to scream into a mic to get people hyped up, but.
He'd do it a little bit. We just had to get him lathered up a little bit, but we could.
you want to do that? You want to head that,
no.
That up?
No, I don't.
Jeez.
But anyway, hey, no. Oh, God. I don't know why'd I go there. You know, just leave me out, Joe. Really? Just leave me out. You don't need to do that. Hey.
Why don't we have you? You get you on the mic and he can bang the drum. We'll have the two of you. You do the duo.
Hey, 954. 954 for some reason way behind. Like, they don't make 954 hats. The 305 is, that's it, man. That's,
there are no 954.
No, exactly. No.
Well, it's easy with the O because you can always put the team logo in there. It makes it
yeah,
easier.
Everybody's yeah. got them. Yeah. It's cool. Yeah, but.
I think every team down here has made them. I guess the Panthers probably have them, but.
Well, listen, we've got, hey, everybody likes a good party, a winning party, so I expected we'd start seeing a lot more people showing up because we all, everybody, no matter how much you love a sport, everybody loves a championship team or championship caliber team in your town. I go back to the NBA Finals for the Heat. Look at that show. How great was that show? We've had a bunch of them. How great is that one? Win or lose, how great is that little run going through those? Hey, speaking of all that, we got something coming up this Saturday that I'm going to be part of that I want to invite everybody out to. Has to do with your health, man, which I've been doing a bunch of stuff and a lot of stuff getting done here this year. After the football season, started doing a lot of stuff. Baptist Health's been great. I can't thank them enough, but man, I got to tell you, we've all heard about it, and men are strong. Men have to be tough, and a lot of guys go, I don't need to go to a doctor. I'll be fine, and, you know, we got to start getting smart with this stuff. I thought some of those same things, but I want to invite you to join Alonzo Mourning and a whole bunch of guys like the whole Dan Marino, Glenn Rice. I mean, Kim Bocamper is going to be out there with me for the Miami Heat Men's Health Summit. It's coming up this Saturday at the Tank Brewery. It's free. You can learn how to take charge of your health. I got some guys talking about it. Zoe, obviously, it's Alonzo Mourning, so Zoe Time will be out there with us. It's going to be great to be out there with him. It's free. It starts at 10 a.m. They got a lot of cool stuff set up for the kids. You can bring out the whole family. Again, it's this Saturday. Starts at 10 o'clock. Dan Marino, Glenn Rice. We'll be there along with Alonzo Mourning, Kim Bocamper. So it should be a lot of fun. And be telling their stories about what everybody's going through. We'll hear from some great doctors, and there's a lot of prizes they're going to be giving away as well. So if you're interested, like to come out and see some of those guys, baptisthealth.net/Zotime. Just learn more. You can go to baptisthealth.net/Zotime. As Baptist Health putting together this great event down by the Miami Airport, Miami International Airport. You can just look it up, Tank Brewery, and we're going to be all set up out there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hope to see you this Saturday.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.